Picture a college campus where the parking lot has a taxiway, where the sound of the morning commute is a diamond trainer running up on the ramp, and the professors have logbooks thicker than the textbooks they assign. That place is real. It's in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and this week, they packed up a piece of it and hauled it north to Wisconsin. This is Radio Hanger. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where I read you the headlines and then tell you what they actually mean once you're strapped in. Today, we're going inside one of the largest collegiate aviation programs in the country, and we're looking at where tomorrow's professional pilots are actually coming from. Because if you've been paying attention to the pilot shortage conversation, this is the other end of that pipeline. This is where it starts. Before we get rolling, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. And milestones are exactly what we're talking about today. Here's what you need to know. Middle Tennessee State University, or MTSU, brought its aerospace program to AirVenture in Oshkosh this year. Fleet, students, faculty, and the whole story of how they build an aviator from the ground up, Flying Magazine went inside the operation, and the picture they paint is worth your attention. Whether you're a student pilot, a parent of one, or a grizzled old hand who wonders where the next generation is coming from. Let me give you the shape of it. MTSU runs one of the biggest aerospace departments of any university in the nation. We're talking well over 1,000 students enrolled across concentrations that go far beyond just professional pilot training. They've got maintenance management, aerospace administration, unmanned aircraft systems, and technology tracks. The flying is the glamorous part. But a university program like this is really a whole ecosystem. Somebody has to turn the wrenches, somebody has to run the flight department, and somebody has to figure out the drones. MTSU trains all of them. And they do it with a real fleet, a working line of training aircraft, single-engine and multi-engine glass cockpit trainers, the kind of airplanes a regional airline wants to see in your logbook. When a program brings that fleet to Oshkosh, it's not just show and tell, it's recruiting. It's a statement. It says, this is a serious operation, and if you want a career in the flight levels, here's a door. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story. The part of this that grabbed me isn't the fleet size or the enrollment numbers, it's the pipeline, specifically, the Civil Air Patrol connection. Let me spell that out. Civil Air Patrol connection, let me spell that out. Civil Air Patrol, the CAP, is the civilian auxiliary of the United States Air Force. For decades, it's been the place where teenagers who love airplanes go to get their first real taste of aviation. Cadet programs, orientation flights, search and rescue training, aerospace education for a lot of kids. A Civil Air Patrol orientation flight in a Cessna 172 is the very first time their hands ever touched the controls of an airplane. MTSU has built a deliberate bridge between that world and their degree program. A pipeline, cadets who come up through Civil Air Patrol have a pathway into the university's aerospace program. And that matters more than it might sound, here's why. The single hardest part of becoming a professional pilot in this country is not the flying, it's the on-ramp. It's the cost, the access, and honestly, just knowing that the path exists. A kid in a small town who's never met a pilot doesn't wake up one day and decide to go to airline transport pilot minimums. Somebody has to show them the runway. Civil Air Patrol shows them the runway. A program like MTSU paves it. This affects you if you've got a young person in your life who lights up around airplane. Because the message here, the practical takeaway, is that these pathways exist and they connect. Civil Air Patrol cadet programs are available in every state, and they're low cost by design. From there, a structured collegiate program can carry a student all the way to the flight deck. That's a real route. It's not the only route, and I'll say plainly, plenty of great pilots came up through a local flight school and a lot of grit, and never set foot on a university campus. But for a young person who thrives with structure, the CAP to university to airline pipeline is one of the cleanest paths in aviation right now. Let me connect this to the bigger picture, because this is a news segment, and this is the news. The industry has spent years talking about a pilot shortage. The regionals struggled to staff cockpits. The majors pulled experienced pilots up the chain, and everybody scrambled to backfill. That conversation has cooled and heated up and cooled again, depending on the hiring cycle. And I want to be careful here, because this is where I flag opinion as opinion. My read is that the long-term demand for professional aviators is real, even when the short-term hiring waves come and go. Airplanes still need two people up front. Retirements are still coming. The mandatory retirement age is still out there on the horizon for a whole generation of senior captains. So the programs that are building the supply side, the schools and the youth organizations that take a curious 16-year-old and turn them into a qualified first officer, those programs are the story underneath the headline. When MTSU rolls its fleet onto the grounds at Oshkosh, that's what they're really showing you. Not just airplanes, a conveyor belt for talent. And Oshkosh is the right place to do it. AirVenture pulls in something like 600,000 people over the week. It is the single largest gathering of aviators on the planet. If you're a university trying to reach the next class of students and the families who will help pay for it, there is no bigger room to stand up in. You put your trainers on the flight line, you put your students in front of the crowd, and you let a kid climb up on the wing and look into a cockpit. That's how you light the fire. A couple of practical notes for the listeners this actually touches. If you're a student pilot weighing a collegiate program, look hard at the fleet and the pipeline agreements, not just the brochure. Ask how many aircraft they actually have flying per student. Ask about their relationships with the regionals, the flow agreements, the reduced hour ATP pathways that some university programs qualify for under the restricted airline transport pilot certificate. Those details are the difference between a degree and a career. And if you're a parent or an aunt or an uncle or a neighbor and there's a kid in your orbit who can't stop looking up, the cheapest first step in all of aviation is a Civil Air Patrol squadron meeting. Look up your local wing, walk them in the door. That orientation flight might be the most important 20 minutes of their life, and it costs about as close to nothing as anything in this expensive hobby of ours ever gets. That's the story out of Murfreesboro and Oshkosh this week. My thanks to Flying Magazine for the reporting from the AirVenture grounds, and to the folks at MTSU and Civil Air Patrol who do the quiet work of building pilots one cadet at a time. You can find more of what we cover over at radiohangar.com. The airplanes at Oshkosh get all the cameras. But the kid standing on the wing looking into the cockpit for the first time, that's the future taxiing out. Keep an eye on that one. This is Tower. Fly safe out there.